Welcome to the audio excerpts of special seminars and conversations with Nalin Narula on GettingPositiveKarmaNow.com.
Ranji.
So actually, since the morning class, I've been actually wishing to understand one thing that, sir, by your educational blessings, I'm happy I'm on the path. But there are some distractions and deviations or imbalances, rather I say, when actually I expect my immediate family members to be somewhere close to my... So actually, although I was getting the feedback from everywhere, but I'm not still, sir.
You want to control them. Yeah. Let it go.
And sir,
leave it.
Actually, sir, and that's resulting into that one negative thing that which is in those brain.
What?
That we are causing distress to the other person. So,
by forcing them?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so then don't cause them distress.
See, so
let them be.
That's again then coming balancing me.
Hippocrates says, first, do no harm. The father of Greek medicine and modern medicine. First, duty, do no harm. He got that from Krishna. Do no harm.
So how to create that balance in myself?
See, the thing is, you want to be guru to your family, which is not happening. That is the problem. So be guru to others if they'll have you. If is very questionable. If so you're on that path, you want to be guru, so it's okay.
Today, Master, today you said very importantly, at least for me, that don't go out to do something for others. Much as you should do it for yourself.
Yes, in that particular context, yes, don't.
You get so excited for knowing and being in that nice position. Now you want
everybody to do that. Yes, but everybody is, that's perfectly understandable. That is a neophyte stage. That you go and shout to the whole world, you know, I want to do this. Out of compassion, out of love, out of excitement. Hey, I discovered this, you know.
After
so I want you to share.
Then even more you want to go and do it for others. Because you feel that would
so be then you have to withhold that a little bit and do only as much as is going to be digestible by that person. There's no point giving somebody anything which is going to create indigestion for them. So don't tell them that. So you must have a background, you must do the preparatory work. What we studied in the 12th chapter of how one should behave oneself, if we do not have the background of the 11 chapters, and we do not have the spiritual connection, it is almost impossible to understand it. It is impossible. You can't suddenly jump to that final point. Unless you are a jnani. You know it already because then you work through your own background of coming to that point of understanding. Person has to be ready. You have to see the readiness of that person. All these years, while teaching the Reiki and the KQ, we've not gotten into who is the actual source of Reiki and the KQ because we don't want to disturb the people. Even in the beginning seminars, we do not talk about Krishna actually. But it is not that it's incomplete, it is just a stage where the person needs to go up to the next level, to the next stage to be able to understand. So one needs to be careful. But if this knowledge is not given at all, then it's incomplete. And especially to people who are ready for it and who are actually in a shaky position because they don't have this knowledge. So that needs to be given. So this is the complete knowledge. So people in the family, you don't worry about them. They have their own karma. They have their own destiny. They will follow their path. Your influence on them will be subtle. at some point they will come to it. So whatever you've done for them, you know, they may go away from it for a while and then come back to it. Not to worry. Those who are ready for it, who are on the path, who are compatible in this direction, you should associate more with that. It is not necessary that everybody should. But if you've given everyone the opportunity and you have conveyed some of this to them, I think that is very well done. And you needn't think that there's anything left undone. If they are not able to understand, that's fine. Because preaching to your own family is very difficult. Nobody is willing to take it. Just as in your own family, if there's a teacher, nobody is willing to listen to that person. So nobody respects a teacher in their own home usually. So you may be a teacher in your school or college, don't try and be a teacher with us. Yeah?
Yes.
Hmm?
Yes, that's
it's happening like that.
Keep your preaching to yourself.
Yeah, keep your preaching to yourself. If you don't have family members, then it doesn't. Then that doesn't even apply. There's nobody to object. You can talk to your dog and cat. They'll be happy to listen. Cat may flip its tail and walk off. But the dog will come in with his tongue out and lick you here and there. Suck up all your positive energy. What is that?
He's saying, poor you. The dog
poor
is
you.
You.
Poor doggy.
The dog
is telling you, poor you.
Poor you, that's what indicating
you. No, that's true.
Yeah, I think so. Why dogs suck up to the positive energy?
Because that's the way they are. Why do babies suck up positive energy? And why do pediatricians suck up the baby's positive energy? That's the other question. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Why do you think pediatricians are the most happy-looking doctors of all? There's an energy exchange. Kid comes, sees the doctor, starts crying. Pediatrician's very happy. And then they give some of the energy back to the kid. Then the kid is okay, lollipop, whatever. And the kid is also happy. Ask Sabrina. Aren't the pediatricians the happy lot?
Yes.
They're sucking up all the baby energies. Yeah. She says she knows. She's doing it all the time.
You've been listening to a discussion with Nala Narula on www.gettingpositivekarmanow.com.